symbol indicates his role as a defender of the crown.
Really? And a bunch of rods with an axe in it? He pointed.
A fasces symbolises that he is... was an officer of the law, and the axe was an interesting harbinger of things to come, yes? But axes, I'm afraid, solve nothing.
Vimes stared at the third quarter. It contained a painting of what seemed to be a marble bust.
Symbolising his nickname, Old Stoneface, said Dragon helpfully. He asked that some reference be made. Sometimes heraldry is nothing more than the art of punning.
And this last one, a bunch of grapes? Bit of a boozer, was he? Said Vimes sourly.
No. Wordplay. Vimes equals vines.
Oh, the art of bad punning, said Vimes. I bet that had you people rolling on the floor. Dragon shut the book and sighed.
There is seldom a reward for those who do what must be done. Alas, such is precedent, and I am powerless.
The old voice brightened up.
But still, I was extremely pleased, Commander, to hear of your marriage to Lady Sybil, an excellent lineage, one of the most noble families in the city. The Ramkins, the Selaches, the Venturis, the Nobbses, of course.
That's it, is it? Said Vimes. I'll just go now.
I seldom get visitors, said Dragon. Generally people are seen by the heralds, but I thought you should get a proper explanation. We're so busy now. Once we dealt with real heraldry, but this, they tell me, is the century of the fruit bat. Now it seems that as soon as a man opens his second meat pie shop, he feels impelled to consider himself a gentleman.
He waved a thin white hand at three coats of arms pinned in a row on a board.
The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, he sneered, but genteelly. Well, the candle maker, in point of fact. Nothing will do but that we burrow through the records and prove them acceptably armigerous.